I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday at 12:30, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm licensed here in California with the Board of Behavioral Sciences, number 104464. And I come to you each week talking about things that have to do with relationships and families, and from a therapy perspective, from a therapeutic mindset, but also from the mindset of someone who really loves Christ. Those two do go hand in hand. Quite often people think that going to a therapist is taking your life in your hands or turning away from God and turning towards man. But I fully believe that this profession was called to me by the Lord. And there were quite a number of times in which I almost quit. And miracles, remarkable situations, near-death situation happened. And within that situation, the Lord spoke, often by other people, so that I would not have been around otherwise. I really believe it's a calling that we are to seek wise counsel. And you might hear some coos a little bit here and there because I have a 12-week-old baby, and I bring her with me. And usually I rock her in her stroller and she falls asleep. But she sounds like she might be starting to stir a little bit in the background. So hopefully it's not a cry, just a coo. Okay, so last week we spoke about attachment and how that occurred in your childhood. Today I'd like to talk about how that goes about in your marriage and in your relationships, and how to use the understanding of the attachment styles in order to better understand yourself and how to operate within your relationship. Okay, so sorry about that pause. Let's see. Let's do a quick recap. Last week we spoke about the attachment style where you feel secure. The person, you and your person have a conflict. You and your significant other have a conflict. You resolve it. You know that there was a rupture in your relationship during that conflict, but now it's over and you're secure again. Those are folks who just kind of had a pretty secure home life growing up. Your parent was there. They attuned to you. They knew which cry meant wet, which cry meant hungry, which cry meant I need a nap. When you were extra fussy and you needed to be snuggled for your nap, you got snuggled. When you were feeling independent and you could sleep on your own, you slept on your own. They kind of knew what you were going through for the most part. And you were able to communicate your needs to them and then they would get met. And so you developed this healthy sense of trust and security. And so now you're in a relationship and there's a rupture, because attachment really comes up when there's conflict. Sometimes it comes up when there's extra love, and we'll talk about that another, I don't know, maybe later. And but mostly when it's conflict. And so there's conflict in your relationship, and you get through it, and you get to the other side, and you're feeling okay. Or there's conflict in your relationship, and you're scared of being abandoned. You're scared of them leaving and not coming back. You're scared that this means that they don't love you. There's this horrible thing that's going on, and you respond from that. So you either run away and you leave the relationship, or you just walk out the door, or you sabotage the relationship. Any way to say, get away from me, get away from me. I'm tired of waiting for their shoe to drop. The fact that you were waiting for the other shoe to drop shows your attachment style, right? Or there's the attachment that is really insecure. That other one was anxious attachment. And then there's the insecure attachment, which says, love me, love me. What can I do? And you're really pursuing. And you pursue, 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 pursue. Like, to the point that it's overwhelming for the other person. But you never feel like you're fully loved because you don't feel like you've done enough to earn it. And so as long as you're earning their love, as long as you're doing things for that person, then they can love you. And if there's a rupture, if there's conflict, if there's an argument, if you do something wrong or they do something wrong, that's evidence that they don't love you. And so now you've got you're feeling this dread and this hurt and this pain. And often you continue trying to go even, you press on even harder. And then there's disorganized attachment. And disorganized is, it's a little bit of both. You just kind of waffle back and forth, but you never really feel secure. Sometimes you pursue, pursue, pursue. Sometimes you run away. You're kind of love me, hate, love, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you. And so those are the different types of attachment. And those are laid down when we are squishy little babies. And there's nothing in our power for what got laid down for us, right? So we can give ourselves a little bit of forgiveness if we engage in any of those. Give ourselves some grace because we were squishy little babies, completely dependent on our caregiver, our parent, our grandparent, whoever was our primary caregiver at the time. We were really, what we really needed was from them. And then our teenage years, we kind of go through some pruning. Our brain does pruning. And our parents kind of have another chance to get it right. So maybe some of that is lower than it would have been because your parents, they figured it out. Now they've had 15 years to figure out how to parent. And they've got it a little bit more under their belt. Okay, commercial break. And then when we come back, now that we understand attachment a little bit, I'll tell you what to do with that in your relationship. This is Jessica Wilkerson.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I want to remind you that this show is a 30-minute show on a radio. So if you're triggered by anything that we talk about on here, then I want you to be okay with reaching out to someone in your area to talk about your own specific flavor of what's going on. So you could have one of these attachment styles and you realize, oh no, that's what's going on with me. That's what I do that. Okay, so now what do I do with that? I'll give you a little information right now. But to really get a good plan for yourself, because you can only change you. You can't change your spouse, right? To your own plan for how you're going to move forward and heal your own heart and heal your relationship by healing your heart. A lot of people work on themselves and their relationship changes as a result of that. Now, that's the risk of therapy. Sometimes we get healthier and our partner stays the same, and now suddenly we don't have any tolerance. And so it can make us more frustrated in our relationship because we're healthy and our partner is still in the same place. But sometimes we change and we get healthier, and then we start responding healthier. And so that creates a domino effect. And I find that happens more often than the other scenario. In my experience, and this is just anecdotal, right? I don't have a statistic to give you. But in my experience, when you work on yourself, say your partner won't go with you to couples counseling. They're too busy. They don't think they have a problem. They don't see the reason, et cetera, et cetera. You can go and get your own work done and work on your own history and your own fears and what's happening in my relationship that's affecting me and how am I responding to it. And that actually ends up creating a domino effect in your relationship. And I've noticed that it's often positive. Sometimes it's a little darker before dawn situation, because you're frustrated with yourself. It's not easy to look at your own behaviors. And so that frustration can sometimes become displaced. But that goes that you get through that. And then you ultimately end up treating your partner differently because you're thinking about the situation differently, because you have a different value or analysis on your own self, on your own worth, on your own capabilities. And that ends up translating. So when people say, I really want to go to couples counseling, but my significant other won't go with me, I always encourage them, you know, you don't need them to go to couples counseling. You just need to go and work on your own stuff. And that will either inspire them to go at a later time, or you'll get your own heart right. And you can only take care of your side of the road. You can't take care of another person's side of the road. So get your heart right. See if that makes a difference in your relationship, and see if maybe that normalizes to your partner. Like, oh, I see my spouse is more lighthearted and easygoing and has a more pep to their step because they've been going to counseling for the last 6 months. Maybe it is something that isn't just bogus. Maybe I should go do that. Remember, you cannot go to your spouse's therapist, but that therapist could give you a recommendation for someone that they like. Okay, that's a conflict of interest. Anyways, we were talking about attachment styles and how if you are secure attachment, insecure attachment, anxious attachment, or disorganized attachment, how that kind of occurred a little bit, what that looks like. And then I want to talk about what that's like in your marriage, because it's a big deal. If you are someone who, because we're all married to other humans, right? So we have our own attachment stuff. So does our spouse. And we often pick our spouse based on whatever script is in our head and whether that spouse helps you contradict that script, or whether that spouse helps you reaffirm that script. And sometimes our scripts aren't healthy. So sometimes we pick people who affirm an unhealthy script that we have. But now we're married to them. Now we have a couple children. We've got to know what to do with that. So we start working on our own script, and we start working on that. We start understanding ourselves. And when we start understanding ourselves and our own script, then we can start verbalizing it. And it's likely that our spouse, not always, but often our spouse will do right by us when we start working on that. And when they do right by us, when we're working on that, we develop trust and we develop security. And remember, we've got insecure attachment, anxious attachment. They're all about feeling secure. So how do we work on that? So now let's go back to that part. Well, first we think about what is the emotion that we're feeling. There are the emotions that we feel in our head. Oh, I'm so angry. Oh, I'm so mad. Oh, I'm so blah, blah, blah. But that's not the emotion that's in our heart. So we've got our head, our cognitive reasoning of why we're feeling this way. Well, they did this and this and that happened, and that's why I'm mad. But if we go a little bit deeper, if we look a little bit farther down into the depths of our heart, there's some deeper, more painful emotions like fear and loneliness and rejection, disappointment. There's some really heavy things down there. So we can be in our head and be angry and have this righteous indignation that might be righteous. But what is that saying to us? And what script is it reinforcing? So I'm afraid that my person who I love more than anyone else in the world is going to leave me. If they leave me, I will be devastated. I won't be able to survive. My attachment to them is my survival. And I'm afraid they're going to leave me. So it's fear. It's fear of being abandoned. And so when you start looking at that, now you can speak it. Speak it to yourself for a while first. Then speak it to your spouse. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about speaking it to your spouse and hearing it from your spouse.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. The show airs at 12:30, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock every Monday. And if you missed part of the episode, then please go on kkxx.net. You can go to podcasts and then Chico Now and then hit Jessica Wilkerson and you can listen to the whole show. So if you missed the beginning, you can go back and listen to it. Or if you just want to listen to this whole show again, please feel free. Be my guest. So if you want to listen to last week's show, just shoot me an email and I'll send you the link for it because last week we also talked about attachment a little more in depth. My email address is jwilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, at chicocreekcounseling.com. Oh, also, my phone number is 530-994-5114. 530-994-5114. And I don't go back to work for my maternity leave until March, but I'm kind of playing around with the idea of going back on Saturdays in February, specifically to do EMDR, because there's a lot of people with trauma right now from the fire and everything that results from that, because there's a lot of relationship stuff that results from that too. So if that's something you're interested in, give me a call. And if I get enough people to justify going into work on a Saturday, then I just might do that. 994-5114, area code 530. Okay, so we were just talking about your attachment and the emotions. So there's the emotions above your neck, in your head. I'm so angry. This is righteously indignant. How dare they? They don't know what they're thinking. They don't know what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. How can they be so cruel, et cetera? But then there's that emotion in your heart, right? The fear, the hurt of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy or feeling unworthy. That would be the emotion, right? Super disappointment, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection. There's just a lot of those deep ones that are in your heart that usually that's what's really driving it. And so the first thing we want to do, so we just got done with our argument with our significant other and we're cooling off or we made up, but it's still kind of playing in our head. I want you to really think to yourself, okay, so I'm really angry, etc. Is there something else? What else is there? Is there more? Nope, I'm just angry. No, there's probably something more. What I want you to really sit in that moment. Does that mean you go take a shower? Because for a lot of people, it's hard to just like sit on the couch or on the chair and examine their heart. It's just hard. You know, it's just not something that we're used to doing. It's not part of our normal everyday behaviors. So for a lot of my clients, going on a walk or going in the shower are both places and things that they can do in order to look in their heart. For some reason, we just need to be doing that other thing. We need to separate ourselves from everything else, kind of separate ourselves from the pain of what's going on and from the anger. So we go in the shower, we go take a walk, and we go, what else is there? And you just start brainstorming. Well, this happened. Well, this. Okay, go deeper. What am I feeling? Does it hurt? Well, what happened? What is this bringing up from my younger years? This is reminding me of that time my parents got a divorce and the fighting that my mom and dad did up until their divorce. And when they got the divorce, they felt sad and also relieved. But it's bringing that up. The arguing we've been doing lately is bringing up, like it feels like, the arguing that my parents did before the divorce. So what does that mean? What emotion is around that? Fear. I'm afraid. I'm afraid he's going to leave. I'm afraid of myself. I'm afraid I'm going to leave. There's fear there. So, okay, so now you're done with your walk or you're done with your shower. And if you feel like your spouse is in a place where they can hear that, they might still be up in arms and they're not in a place to hear that yet. That's okay. Give them time to calm down. Talk about it later that day or the next day or that weekend and say, you know, I was really thinking about it And what was going on for me when I was so angry is I felt like you, like we were been arguing, and I feel like you've been pulling away. And I don't feel close to you. We haven't gone on a date. We haven't been intimate in the bedroom or whatever's going on. I don't feel as close to you as I used to. It feels like you're pulling away. And then our bickering lately feels like it did before my parents divorced. And I think that there's this thing in my heart where I'm afraid. I'm really afraid that our marriage is on the brink. I'm really afraid that you're going to leave. I'm really afraid that you're unhappy and you're not telling me, and then there's going to be something. And so I've been trying to get closer to you. But because I didn't know that's what I was feeling, I thought I was mad at you. And so I was feeling that fear, but I didn't realize that it was fear I was feeling. And I just knew that there was this discomfort, that there was just something inside me that was welling up. And so I just thought it was anger. And so I've been acting really angry, but I don't think that I'm actually angry. I think I'm actually really afraid. And I don't know what to do with that fear. I need you right now. When we're honest and we really open up like that, our partner loves us. They married us for a reason. They're in a relationship with us for a reason. And you have to wait till they're not in a defensive place. You can't do it right in the middle of your argument. You need to go cool off and let both of you cool off so that it can be received well. Okay? All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson, 994-5114, or jessicawilkerson.com. Licensed marriage and family therapist.